You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hello, my amazing tribe of women. It is officially time for a huge, massive announcement. We have been building to this and it's time. So over the past 7-8 years, it has been an absolute privilege and passion of mine to serve and empower women like you through Ali Casaza, the brand, and all of my courses that have been housed underneath that brand. You guys have this determination and thirst for growth that has always inspired me to continuously expand my own knowledge and to pour that into my offerings in this business. Together, we have achieved so many incredible milestones. We have created 20 transformative courses. We have done work with over 100 private clients and guiding you and more than 35,000 students on their personal growth journeys. It's so amazing what has happened in these past years. But honestly, I believe there is so much more that we can do together. What has been built is just not big enough to hold where I believe we're headed. Your desires, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, they are at the heart of every single thing I do. It fuels my own. And that is why I have been taking the time to declutter my business the way I teach you guys to declutter your homes and just create space for a fresh approach that truly nurtures and elevates our growth, our learning, and our communication and our community in a way that the old model just cannot. I know that you are ready to keep going, ready to receive support so that you can elevate in your life. And I am now officially prepared to deliver that for you. And I am so freaking excited. I have been like stuck on what's next for the past 18 months or so. And it has been rough. Oh my God. Like I've just been really in this and trying to figure out, trying to be open for the download of like what to do next, because just I want to give you an experience that goes beyond all the limitations of the traditional course online program model. And what I've figured out is transformation is just, it's simply not like a one-size-fits-all journey. It's raw, it's imperfect, it's pretty chaotic, and it's always evolving. And that's what this new platform that I'm about to tell you about is all about. It is about embracing this evolution, always becoming her, always becoming, you know, truly the highest version of ourselves and creating space where we can all do that together and always be growing and adding new things in a way that the course model just didn't let me. I have this relentless pursuit in me, this relentless pursuit of happiness and excellence that has led me to seek out all kinds of learnings and certifications, to devour books and immerse myself in all kinds of different programs to learn and grow, all to make sure that my coaching skills are honed to perfection for you. I want you to know how much I love you all and how committed I am to staying at the forefront of my coaching expertise. I want to provide you with the absolute best guidance on your journeys. So this is me inviting you into the next level of doing life together. I am here to be your guide, your confidant, and the catalyst for your personal metamorphosis. This new space I've created is a sanctuary for those of you who refuse to settle, refuse to stay stuck or stagnant, who desire to grow, who desire positive changes that don't feel overwhelming to take on, and most of all, who want freeing personal transformation. This is a space where all of that can happen, and it can happen with ease and with enjoyment. So, I know you're ready. I know you're ready to break free from the confines of your past and what you've been through and who you've been, to step into your power, to embrace this journey of self-discovery that we've been on together like never before. And that's who I'm here for. This new era of transformative coaching is all about you, your dreams, your goals, and your fulfillment. So let's do this journey together. Introducing the Becoming Her Collective. Welcome to a place where your desires are honored, you have space to know, love, and accept yourself, and where you have the support and tools from me to practically create the life you truly want and have always deserved. I am so thrilled to be by your side in this. This is huge. This is a huge shift. My love, this exists purely for your growth, for your empowerment, and the amazing person that you are and are becoming. This is the shift, my friend. Go get all the details and soak it up, alikasaza.com/collective. You get to choose your own pricing, and whatever you choose, you get grandfathered in at. So this is going, you guys know me, I am always evolving, always growing, always adding, and I always increase pricing to make sure there is a positive energy exchange and an equal energy exchange between what I am delivering and people who are coming on board and wanting to be a part of receiving that from me. So the price is always going to be increasing accordingly. Get in now, be a part of this with me at the ground level. This is huge. We are going to grow this thing so big and so beautiful. Come join now, snag whatever price feels good to you and get grandfathered into that. Be a part of this from the very beginning. I love you guys so much. I am so freaking excited and so thankful for every single one of you who are taking me up on this, getting in, joining me, and building this new castle in this big empire, this movement that I want to create with you that empowers and supports women in every area of their lives. This has gone so much further than decluttering. It's so incredible. alikasaza.com/collective. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. Today, we are going to take a question I got, which I feel is a really, really good question. It's one of those things where this person slid into my DMs and asked a question for herself. But I feel like it's one of those questions where so many of you will resonate and just maybe haven't had the mental space to think to ask this. So I think it's going to serve everyone. This question came in a DM in response to a story that I posted to Instagram where I had just kind of finished having some really good, just a few minutes of quiet time in the morning. And I just had this breakthrough on a problem that I was facing for a really long time. And it just hit me. Like it finally just came through, and I just had just shared like how relieved I felt and how good it felt, and you know, the importance of giving yourself a little bit of space to have these moments. And here's what this person DM'd me. Ali, how do I create space for breakthroughs? I want to have them. I feel like I don't have time or mental space for even feeling my feelings or thinking full thoughts. But I'm also stuck in my life right now and don't want to be here anymore. Help. So this is an amazing question. How do I create space for breakthroughs? This is what we're going to dive into today. First of all, like we're just going straight forward. Before I say anything else, I need to say this. I need to rant for 1 second. I have been online working with moms in some capacity for Leland's 12, so 12 years now at the time of this recording. And the one thing, the number one thing that I have seen more than any other issue for mothers is they do not value themselves. they do not create space for themselves. Creating space for yourself, whether it's so that you can have more breakthroughs, you can just enjoy yourself more, enjoy your time more, you know, improve your mental and emotional health, no matter what it's for, there's all kinds of benefits, obviously. But creating space for yourself comes from self-value. If you do not value yourself, you are not going to create space for yourself, even if it's small. And you have to, like you have to, love. You have to create space for yourself, even if it's very small. And if it is very small, it should only be very small amounts of time for a season, for a short period of time, because this is going to add up. Like this is the cycle. You don't value yourself. So the people around you learn, like you teach people how to treat you. And so you're treating yourself like you don't matter. You're not valuing yourself. You're not acting like you value yourself. And so you get into these patterns of, okay, well, this is just the way that she is. She can just handle a lot. So I guess she could just keep going. And your mental capacity is so overburdened. You know all the logins for the school stuff. You're the one that communicates with all the teachers. You're the one managing the entire home. You're the one with the grocery list, the meal plan. You're the one with, okay, this kid needs this and this kid needs that. And okay, the laundry, the schedule, the systems, the baseball practice, the football game on Saturday. You're the one handling everything. So your mental capacity is way overloaded what it can even handle. That's not even counting the emotional capacity you have, the physical capacity you have, the fact that you're a human being with limits and that you need rest and restoration and you need to replenish your energy, and that it's a lot. It doesn't matter if you are single or married or in a partnership of some kind, or have, you know, maybe you're one of those lucky people that actually has a village helping you raise your kids. You've got grandparents and aunts and uncles and people around you. If you do not value yourself, you will not create space for yourself. And if you don't create space for yourself, no one else is going to. Maybe once in a blue moon, you know, your spouse might be like, you know what, you should go out for the day, but it shouldn't be treated like such a fucking treat. It's mandatory. You need space for yourself. You have to have it. You have to. This whole I never have time for myself thing is simply not going to work if you want to be okay. It's going to run you down, wear you out, and lead to physical, emotional, and mental health issues that can and will get very serious. So, have the conversation with your spouse or partner, get help, reach out to a friend, get better at creating and allowing community in your life. Whatever you need to do to create space for you, do it. This is now a number one priority. Okay? Facts. Having said that, this person had said in her message, I feel like I don't have time or mental space for even feeling my feelings or thinking full thoughts, but I'm also really stuck in my life right now. I don't want to be here anymore. Okay, so let's start with that. You can always think your thoughts, and you are always thinking your thoughts. However, it sounds like you've trained yourself to kind of be a victim to your mind, and you really just let it run wild. It is running the show, and you're too busy all at the same time. So this situation is so common and so unhealthy, and it kind of creates this perfect storm of your mind is running the show. You're just always like in reactive mode. You're reacting to your external circumstances, and that's what fills your thoughts. But your perception is what causes the thoughts. So the external event happens. Let's say your kid forgets their lunch again, and they go to school and they don't have a lunch. And so the external event happens, then that goes filtered through your perception. If your current perception is, oh, like, woe is me. There's always something. Oh, of course this happened. You know, you're kind of just generally negative, cynical. Of course, the next shoe is about to drop all the time kind of perception, then that is the thoughts that external event is going to cause, because the event is being filtered through your personal perception. If another person, like think of a friend or a neighbor or someone that you think is generally positive, if that person had their kid forget lunch, if let's just say their perception, we don't know people's perceptions, they could also be super negative, and I am negative a lot of the time, and I'm always working on that. So it's not that they're perfect. I'm just saying to think of another person. So if this person's perception is generally like, my kids are doing their best, I'm doing my best, I'm flexible, I have things set up to where everything goes pretty smoothly, but when it doesn't, it doesn't. And I've created space in my life to handle that. Or if there's always a backup plan, let me just what could I do to respond to a situation to make it just easy on everyone? And we're just going to do the easy thing to create peace. Let's just say that's their general way of thinking and their perception. So the external event happens, their kid forgets their lunchbox again. The event is filtered through their perception. So their thoughts are different because their thoughts are being formed by their perception. So their thoughts might be more like, oh my gosh, I've got to do something like to make them not forget their lunch. I'm going to have to like start putting a post-it note or setting an alarm on my phone or something to hand them their lunchbox in the morning, like 5 minutes before they walk out the door or 2 minutes before they walk out the door. I'm not going to have time to run the lunch to the school today. So I'm just going to call the school and let them know to tell them that they're buying lunch and, you know, put a few bucks on their school card. Very different reaction than you being like, oh my God, of course. So see, same external event being filtered through two different perceptions causing two different thought events. So you are always thinking your thoughts. You are always in charge of your perception, which is the filter that your thoughts come from and causes the thoughts to go the way they go. Or you can have a thought and then redirect it and choose to have a different thought. So that's what it looks like to be more in charge of your mind versus like a victim to your mind and just letting it run wild. It's running the show. You're choosing, you're allowing to have a certain perception that's causing certain thoughts. So don't give away your power. In this question, like your power was given up. I just feel like I don't even have time to think full thoughts, feel my feelings. Yes, you do. You are feeling your feelings because you just said you're stuck in your life and you don't want to be there anymore. That's a feeling. You just said you want space so that you can have breakthroughs. That's a feeling. That's a thought. It's just that you are not running the show. You are allowing your circumstances, your very casual, just whatever haphazard perception, you have given up ownership. You are letting this run the show. So we need to exit victim mode and choose ownership, first of all. You need to begin to take the reins back in your life, slow and steady each day. Okay, so little things like, okay, today, my number one goal, I am just going to try to catch myself when I think something cynical or negative or critical or, oh, of course this happened. I'm going to try to catch myself and then redirect. What am I going to redirect to? Just something like, okay, well, there it is. And it's just happened and I'm going to let it go. What's the easiest choice I could make right now? The easiest choice is actually just running the kid's lunchbox down to the school real quick. I can do that. I don't want to do that, but I can do it. Or like I said, the easiest choice is just calling the school, letting them buy lunch today and giving them a heads up. So letting the teacher, you know, get a phone call and let the kid know. Okay, then we're good. We're done. We don't need to be like, oh, of course. Oh my gosh, I bet Susie's kids don't do this. Oh my gosh, I'm just like, they're so irresponsible. They're so ungrateful. Like, no, that's not easy. That's hard and it's annoying and it's draining. So we're not going to make that choice. We're not going to make the choice to choose those kinds of thoughts and let them run the show. So you begin to slowly take the reins back each day, one day at a time, making little choices like, today I'm going to focus on this. And the next day, I'm going to focus on that again. When you feel like you've got a little bit of a handle on it, okay, now I'm going to add, you know, a 5-minute meditation in the morning. And I'm not trying to sit here and be like, listen, just meditate and be grateful first thing in the morning and your life will change. Like, it's overstated, but you guys, it's underdone. Overstated, underdone. Seriously, meditate and be grateful in the morning. The Calm app. Amazing meditation, super short. Headspace, guided meditations, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 7 minutes. YouTube, free, plenty of meditations. I made one for moms specifically on my YouTube channel. I will link to it in show notes. Go to the Ali Casaza YouTube channel and search for Ali Casaza Abundance Meditation for Moms. It'll pop right up. I will link to it though for you. I made one for moms specifically. It's the Abundance Meditation for mothers, for motherhood. Like, no one's making it. Like, this is specifically for you. Go get it. And you don't need to sit and close your eyes. No, that doesn't work for me. ADHD, hell no. I'm listening while I'm doing my makeup. I put it on really high volume while I'm in the shower on the speaker next to in my bathroom. Like, just make one small change. Just decide that you're going to be in ownership over your life and your thoughts
And you're just, nothing external needs to change. You don't need to overhaul anything to create space for breakthroughs. The first thing is to value yourself, decide you're creating space, and then to create mental space by no longer letting your mind run the freaking show. That is going to create, it's going to free up so much internal mental space and quiet so much mental noise. You automatically just created internal space for breakthroughs. And then couple that with valuing yourself and creating space for yourself, giving someone else the logins for shit and not doing every single thing yourself. That's creating space. Mental space, number one though. One way I create mental space is playing really peaceful music while we start our day, because the start of the day can be so freaking stressful. Like, oh my God, mom, I don't know where my shoes are. Mom, no, I looked, I can't find that. I create mental space for myself and the kids in turn by having everyone pick their shoes, outfits, everything out the night before, gym clothes, everything out the night before. Then they make their lunches. So all we're doing in the morning is brushing our teeth, making our beds, which they never do, but it's on the list. So I did that at least. Putting the clothes on, grabbing your lunch, adding an ice pack to it, and leaving the house. Water bottle filled up the night before, everything done the night before. And so really it's just breakfast and getting dressed, right? And grabbing our shit and leaving the house, walking to the bus stops. So I play this meditation playlist that I have. I will also link this in show notes because it's amazing. I got many of the songs from Lindsay from the Almost 30 podcast. And then I kind of made my own version and added stuff. So I will link that for you guys. But playing this playlist while we start our day, it is so freaking peaceful. It automatically sets the energetic tone to the beginning of our day. So creating space physically by having the evening routine and things are getting done before the day before. I don't care how late we got home. I don't care who had what practice or how much homework. The siblings can help out and pick out an outfit for you and lay shit out for you if that's really what you need. But like, we are getting ready the night before. It takes 10 minutes, usually less. And that's when we find our shoes. That's when we pick out our outfit. And you know what is so magical to me? Without the dreaded like stress of school starting and you have to leave by X amount, X time, whatever, there are never shoes lost. No one ever doesn't know where their lunchbox is. It's magical. It's like only the stress of the morning of is when things go missing and shit hits the fan. So just save yourself the burden and just do everything the night before. Everything you can possibly do the night before. And then peaceful playlist in the morning. We're making breakfast. I'm having matcha. I'm there. I'm helping them get ready for school and start their day. And it just sets the tone. It creates space. Creating that space for yourself, that mental like peace, is going to create space for breakthroughs. You don't usually have breakthroughs when you are sitting on the couch meditating and being still. Yes, you can. I have a lot of breakthroughs during breath work, during those quiet times on the sofa, but way more breakthroughs while I am just hanging out with my family and things are peaceful. While I am driving in the car and it's like semi-peaceful. The kids aren't squabbling or anything. You know what I mean? Like just living normal life in the shower, getting ready for something, working on a project. I'll have a breakthrough and have another idea for something else, or a personal health breakthrough or a download will drop in because I am doing my normal life and living my normal day, but my perception is in my control and I am monitoring it. It's generally really positive. Okay. And then I am creating peace. Having a more peaceful life creates space for you to feel your feelings and think your thoughts and to have breakthroughs. And my last tip, this is a really big one, is the shower or the bath. So water is incredibly powerful. Water holds memory and water responds to us quicker, better than any other element because we are mostly water. We're like 70 to 80% water, right? So what I will do if I really need a breakthrough on something, or I don't even know if there's a breakthrough on something that I need specifically, I just don't feel right and I need to reset. I will get in the shower or run a bath and I will speak to the water and I set my intention and I speak that intention into the water. Let's just say I run a bath. I'm about to get in. I speak it out. My intention for this bath is peace, inner peace. I am deciding now that this water is going to enter my pores, enter my system, and fill me with complete peace. Thank you, water, for giving me this peace, for helping me create peace in my body, peace in my mind. I have done this to ease stomach aches, like just decided that the water is going to heal and calm my stomach, taken a bath and left the bath with no stomach ache. You can do this in the shower as well. The water doesn't need to be sitting. You can just speak to the water as it's coming out. Like in this shower, this is my intention. Thank you. Like this is real shit. It works. The book, The Healing Power of Water by Dr. Emoto. I will link that in show notes for you as well. One of my top five favorite books of all time. I have talked about it in several episodes. It is absolutely incredible. It's very short and an easy read, and it has photos that will blow your mind about water and how water is always responding to us and how your words change the molecules in water. Like you can be drinking life, taking a bath in life, or you can be just taking a bath and letting your thoughts run the show and not being positive and send yourself into a spiral while you're in the bath. You choose. So those are some tips for creating space for yourself, valuing yourself, creating space for breakthroughs. Please take a screenshot of this, tag me, and let me know what your breakthrough, your aha moment was from this episode. Send your friends to listen and feel free to shoot me a DM and just let me know. Like if you have another question, we need a follow-up on this. I'm here for you. I love you. And I got you. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram. @Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alicasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.